Leland Rouse, Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura making his argument on why Joe Flacco doesn't even belong in the NFL.
That's not what I said. He's not top 10.
Sounded like that. Your passion for it. But anyway,
I'll take he belongs in college football. You know, he's not even suited for the NFL.
That's right. Vic Carucci and Nathan Zagura with you, and we're still here. We're still talking, and we're still going to be battling it out. But Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer, has got some tweets for us.
Yeah, I got to apologize to Dino, and we had another caller wait on hold. We weren't able to get to call us back tomorrow. This was radio gold today. This debate. All right. On Twitter, @Browns_daily. By the way, Cleve T.A. coming to the defense of Mr. Zagura. I'd rather have Russell Wilson as well over.
So that's another one. So there's 11 if Cleve T.A. is right. Listen, he's clearly in the top half of the league. Okay? I'm just saying he's not in top 10. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. Thank you.
Don't be sorry. Browns fan _42. I think the game hinges Sunday on two things. The D and T. Rich. If the Browns fall behind and can't run the ball, I have no confidence in Whedon.
Until he proves otherwise, I can't argue with that perspective. Until he proves that he can dig this team out of a hole, which is what a top quarterback has to do, make big plays. Plays sometimes I've seen Joe Flacco make, that you make big plays because you're a talented quarterback. And that's until we
Andrew
define
never made any big plays.
I didn't say he didn't, but I'm saying Brandon Whedon has got to get to a point where, like Luck and the other members of that rookie class, they made some plays.
Agreed.
They showed some hope on careers that still have a long way to go.
Flacco
his proven body
Brandon
of work,
Whedon.
He makes plays. Oh, good.
I will.
Do that.
Don't worry about it.
I was starting to wonder
about
it.
But the fact of the matter is the Browns cannot become one-dimensional with the state of the offensive line, with Brandon Whedon, and without Josh Gordon. They will not beat anybody being a throwing football team right now.
They're going to try to throw, though. They're going to try to throw first to set up the run, and that is the reality.
I hope they have early success, and then they that's what's going to be key.
That, I think, is going to be the game plan. But I'm with you 1,000% on balance. Want to thank Mary Kay Cabot.
Nice to have us agree
from Cleveland. we agree a lot, actually. Mary Kay Cabot from Cleveland.com and the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We want to thank Gerard Cherry for being aboard with us as well. Our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Stay tuned for Hooley and Gerard. That is coming up, and we'll see you again tomorrow on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.